Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
You may remember around about a month, maybe 6 weeks ago, we had a chat to Jason Pauling about the situation at Thomas H. Alton Park out at Crowders Bay and the concerns between runners, cyclists and people out there with their dogs. And there were some calls for having fenced off dog areas. And after I spoke to Jason, I had a lady give me a call and fairly angry and basically said, Todd, obviously you're not a dog lover, you're not a dog owner. The idea of having fenced in areas for her was unfair. She believes we need areas where people can just let their dogs off the lead, and whether they're cyclists around or pedestrians around. So that's fine. So we thought we'd have a chat to Sue Barker from Dog Rescue Newcastle, the president, and get a bit of a take on that, especially in the news that a dog was killed after it did run off from the Crowders Bay Park. Sue, good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
Yeah, good morning. It was an interesting call, and I can understand it. When it comes to our pets, they are members of the family, and I need to state, I am an animal lover, I am a dog lover, so it's very easy to turn around and cast an aspersion. But it's an interesting situation at the moment, and I thought I'd get your take on the whole unfenced versus fenced, because I've got friends who, not that they don't like dogs, they don't have pets, and they don't like the idea of an animal coming bounding up to them only to have the owner say, oh, don't worry, he or she won't hurt you. So where do we sit and how do we strike a happy medium?
I think, you know, there should be designated off-leash areas for dogs and fenced off-leash areas for dogs. I mean, there can also be unfenced off-leash areas for dogs, but there needs to be areas that are designated just, you know, basically just for dogs' exercise. At the moment, you know, there's limited times. It just doesn't work. If you think at, you know, 12 o'clock during the day you'd like to take your dog to an off-leash park, you can't go to some of the parks at that time. I think, you know, I think Crowders Bay is wonderful for people who choose to go there. And, you know, I'm not saying that that park would be suitable to be fenced. I would like to see other designated dog-fenced parks, just for dogs, with exercise equipment, things to entertain the dogs. The problem's arising because, you know, when I grew up, for example, the blocks of land were bigger. We had, you know, 1,200 square metre blocks. Dogs had lots of room to run around their blocks of land and be entertained. Now our blocks are down 600 square metres, 400 square metres. Dogs have got no room to exercise. They do need space to exercise.
Do you think some of the responsibility comes back onto owners in that situation where, and yeah, I know land sizes have come down, but also people are deciding that they need a five-bedroom mansion on their block of land, as where years ago houses were smaller. Do you think some people need to turn around and go, you know what, I don't have the infrastructure or the space to have a dog. I'd like one, but it's not fair.
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, it should be like Sweden, where you really should have to have a license to have a dog. You know, I don't think everyone's suitable to have dogs. And some of the dogs, some of the people that get big dogs and they're on small blocks of ground, it's totally unsuitable. I totally agree. But we are limited now where we can exercise our dogs. You know, you see no, everywhere you go, no dogs allowed. It's, you know, dogs are part of our society, they're part of our families, and there should be allowances made for exercise areas. I mean, look at Lake Macquarie, everything's about sporting, cycling, everything else, but no allocation, and Newcastle's probably even worse, Port Stephens, the whole area. There's not one fenced dog exercise area in the whole of the Hunter.
Do you think maybe we need a point designation? So what I'm saying, for example, is if there's an old sporting oval that's no longer used, and a classic example, I don't know what the ramifications are, but over behind the tennis courts and the squash courts at Cardiff, I was over at the driving range a couple of weeks ago, and it's a sporting area that's not being used. Do you think it's a situation where it's, when I talk about designation, there should be a sign saying, this area is one, an off-leash dog area, people are most welcome to come in, but understand that it's primarily for the use of that, and if you decide to go in and kick a ball around, you will have interaction with dogs off the leash.
Exactly, and that's exactly the sort of areas that we're looking to be designated as, you know, and put a fence around it, you know, or basically have a fence so that, I mean, for example, I've got five dogs. They're all under, you know, they're all under control, that I can take them to an off-leash park, they walk with me. But some people don't have, you know, they might have a little dog or a big dog, they're not sure what it's going to be like off-leash for the first time. Jason Pauling's got a dog like that, for example. They need to be able to take it somewhere safe and know that if they let it off lead, it's going to have good recall, it's still going to be able to get exercise. That would be a perfect area. I've been asking the council here for years to look at areas that can be set aside for these sorts of exercise areas for dogs. I mean, in the interim period, there's been lots of new sporting fields go in and everything else, but, you know, dogs are last on the list and there are lots of dog owners.
Well, I've probably just dobbed the council in, but if you do want to go and have a drive over behind the squash courts and the tennis courts at Cardiff, there's not a whole lot of sport happening over there. Sue, thanks very much for a chance to have a chat this morning. It is an emotive issue, and as I said before, dogs are a member of the family, but I think sometimes, and as a dog owner, as a past dog owner, we know our dogs and we love our dogs, but not everyone likes having a situation where a dog off the leash comes bounding up to them. And I think sometimes dog owners don't understand that. And even though they know their dog's gentle, not everyone wants to interact with their animal.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I totally agree that, you know, you shouldn't go to the park if you're scared of dogs and have that happen. It doesn't work.
Okay, well, keep your eyes on that block of land, Sue, and have a great Christmas, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thanks, Todd.
2NURFM 103.7.